Everybody, I got bad news. We've been canceled.
Oh, no. Peter, how could they do that?
Well, unfortunately, Lois, there's just no more room on the schedule. We've just got to accept the fact that Fox has to make room for terrific shows like Dark Angel, Titus, Undeclared, Action, That 80s Show, Wonder Falls, Fastlane, Andy Richter Controls the Universe, Skin, Girls Club, Cracking Up, The Pits, Firefly, Get Real, Freaky Links, Wanda at Large, Costello, The Lone Gunman, A Minute with Stan Hooper, Normal Ohio, Pasadena, Harsh Realm, Keen Eddie, The Street, American Embassy, Cedric the Entertainer, The Tick, Louie, and Greg the Bunny.
Is there no hope?
Well, I suppose if all those shows go down the tubes, we might have a shot.
It seems to say that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values
on which we used to rely?
F and cry.
He's our family guy.
What are you watching, Peter?
Passion of the Christ. I tell you, Brian, I can't believe that this guy's just lying there taking it. If it was me, I would have done something about it. Hey! Stop it.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, boys.
I didn't have my hand down my pants.
Good for you. I just bought us some new sheets at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, boy, I hope you stayed away from that Beyond section. Oh, here are the coffee mugs.
Honey, what do you say we christen these new sheets, huh?
Why, Lois Griffin, you naughty girl.
That's me.
You dirty hustler. You filthy, stinky prostitute.
Okay, I get it.
You foul, venereal disease-carrying, streetwalking whore.
All right, that's enough.
It's good to have land.
George!
George? Who the hell is George?
George Clooney.
Our sex is so dull for you that you gotta fantasize about George Clooney?
I'm sorry, honey. I guess that things have become a little stale for me.
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't really know that much about any kinky stuff. I mean, I could hook this car battery up to my nipples. Ow, God. Ow. Just doing it for you. Ow.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel that spark anymore. I mean, a honeymoon. Ah, so much rug burn.
Wait a second, Lois. That's what we need. We'll go on a second honeymoon.
Peter, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, we'll be just like the honeymooners.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days.
Yeah, I know, Ralph. Right to the moon.
Well, that's everything. Now remember, kids, Brian is in charge while your father and I are out of Cape Cod.
I'll take good care of them, Lois. You guys have a good time.
Goodbye,
Mom. I love you!
You know, Brian, if I choose to make stool in my pants right now, you're the only one here to change me. What do you think of that?
I'm not going to change you.
What?
I said I'm not going to change you.
Well, you can't be serious. Well, what if I make a fudgy? Well, I just won't. I just won't, that's all. I just won't. Blouse, I just did!
Ah! Chris, cut it out! Brian, Chris just picked his nose and he keeps touching me with his finger.
What good is mine and nose gold if I can't share it with the townspeople?
I swear to God, these kids are going to make me put a bullet through my head.
Well, if I was in charge, we wouldn't be having this problem.
Well, you got some ideas? Tell me.
Oh, I'll tell you. Of course, I'll want a favor in exchange. How does it smell, dog? Does it smell like servitude? Aft torpedoes, fire!
Lois? Hey, Lois, honey. Sweetheart?
Oh, you're awake. Hey, can you hand me the pretzels?
Here. Where are we?
About 2 hours from Cape Cod's most luxurious bed and breakfast.
Oh, Peter, this is going to be wonderful. I'm so excited, I want to prep my diaphragm now.
Gross. Hey, why don't you go back to sleep? I'll wake you up when we get there.
Okay.
Look at all those hamburgers. You can't eat all those hamburgers, you stupid fella. Oh, jeez! Oh, he's gonna do it. Oh, he's so ridiculous. You hear me, you ridiculous man? Whoa!
Peter, what the hell is wrong with you? I fall asleep for 10 minutes and you plow the car into a tree? Oh, my God, you gotta pay attention to the road. We could have been killed. I mean, look at the front of our car. It's totaled. It's completely totaled, Peter. Oh, this is just terrific. How are we gonna get... Oh, my God. I knew I should have driven. I should always drive. I cannot trust you, Peter Griffin. God, this is where we're sleeping?
Oh, come on, Lois. They said they'd have the car fixed by tomorrow, and then our second honeymoon's back on track, eh?
Peter, there's a hooker on the bed. Hi.
Stand perfectly still, Lois. Their vision is based on movement.
Where'd you go?
And now, back to 2½ Men.
Turn it, Chris. I want to watch George Lopez.
That show only furthers the stereotype that George Lopez is funny.
Get me that!
Chris,
give me
the remote! Chris, stop!
Stop touching it!
Chris! My hat!
Wear it now!
Hey, you two better settle down. Chris, give Meg her hat.
I don't have to listen to you. You're a dog. You don't have a soul.
Ow.
Don't take that. Raise your voice to them.
Hey, knock it off! Look, you kids are obviously in need of some type of activity, so, I don't know, what do you say we read a book or something? Stewie, what does Peter have on his bookshelf?
Two Garfield books and the novelization of the movie Caddyshack.
Ma-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, said Ty, sinking yet another ball. Ma-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, hang on.
Oh, thank God.
Garfield at Large by Jim Davis. Now, as you can see in this panel, Garfield doesn't care for Nermal. But like him or not, Nermal is here to stay. Or is he? Let's read on.
Okay, I'll be there. Peter and Lois were supposed to chaperone Chris's school dance tomorrow night, so I guess it's up to me.
You mean it's up to us? Clearly you need my help with this parenting thing. You're too stupid to do it alone. Besides, I know how to deal with children, unlike Mr. Geppetto.
Oh, no, I dropped my glasses. By the way, Pinocchio, there was a cookie missing from the jar. Did you take it by any chance?
Yes, Papa Geppetto. I'm sorry.
Are you sure you took it? Because, I'd believe you if you said you didn't.
No, I took it, Papa. I wouldn't lie to you.
You could try. Who knows, you might get away with it.
$900 to fix the car. That was all the money we had for this trip.
Look, Peter, the second honeymoon was a nice thought, but maybe we should just go home.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
But first, Asian reporter Tricia Takanawa is on hand for the opening of Manhattan's newest luxury hotel.
Diane, I'm standing outside the Park Barrington Hotel because they don't allow Asians inside.
Fancy place. Boy, that'd make some second honeymoon, huh?
The Park Barrington is already attracting some big names, such as Christianity enthusiast Mel Gibson, who has his own room on permanent reserve. A room which he barely uses.
Barely uses, huh? Lois, I just got an idea. Much better than that time I experimented with gene splicing. Lois, quick question. Do we have any Tylenol?
Oh, how I envy them, dog. They've got their whole lives ahead of them.
Oh, man, look at that kid. That is one ugly eighth grader.
You don't want to hurt yourself dancing. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
Come on, Chris. It's just vodka. Jake swiped it from his dad's liquor cabinet.
Yeah, see? It's good.
Well, okay, maybe just one sip.
Christopher Griffin, is that alcohol? Mister, you're in serious trouble.
He's absolutely right, kids, because when you drink, nobody wins. In fact, last year alone, there were over 27,000 deaths from chronic liver disease as a result of alcohol abuse.
Now we know!
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
We can't afford this.
No, but Mel Gibson can. Excuse me, I'm Mel Gibson, here for the key to my specially reserved room.
You're Mel Gibson?
Yes, I've put on a few pounds for my next role. I play Peter Griffin, a heroic warrior who defied the English to free England from the English.
Holy mackerel! Let me show you to your room, Mr. Gibson.
Peter, the toilet paper is made of money.
Yeah, and look at this. They even got some of that high-class British porn.
Almost. 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 There we are.
Well done.
Did you think you were cool? Did you think you were grown up?
I didn't actually drink any of it. Besides, Jake Tucker gave it to me.
Well, we are going to have a talk with Jake's parents tomorrow after my burping.
And in the meantime, you're grounded, Chris.
Oh, come on, that sucks!
Do you want us to pull over?
I don't care what you do!
Oh, we'll pull over. We'll pull over. Pull over. If your teachers ask about your bruises, what do you tell them?
I got hit by a baseball!
Oh, Mel!
Mel? Wait a minute! You were fantasizing about Mel Gibson! You don't find me attractive anymore.
Honey, I'm sorry. I know you're trying, but you can't force the spark back into a marriage.
Well, then, I guess this whole second honeymoon was a waste of time.
Peter.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just going to watch British porn.
You know, Margaret, we could have sexual intercourse right now.
Yes, yes, we could.
But let's not.
Do you think we were too hard on Chris tonight?
What? Oh, God, no. No. No, no, I don't think so. Do you?
Oh, no, I just always feel badly when we have to be strict.
Oh, did I remember to turn the stove off? Yes.
I'm sorry for everything that's happened, Peter. I guess I'm going through a phase right now where I'm only attracted to handsome men.
Well, what are we supposed to do, Lois? Just admit that there's no excitement left in our marriage, go home and spend the rest of our lives looking at each other across the breakfast table talking about how much we both like Total?
Oh, I love Total.
Oh, actually, so do I. And it's healthy for us, too. Oh, God, it's starting already. Lois, we are screwed.
Mel Gibson's secret screening room.
Hey, what's this?
In the year 33 A.D.
The Messiah! He's gone! Where did he go?
Hang on!
Man, you crazy, Jesus! You're crazy!
That's what my ex-wife said.
Son of God, you sure are a son of a... Whoa!
Chris Tucker and Jim Caviezel? Is that it? The guy from the first one? Passion of the Christ 2. Crucify this.
You know how to use one of these?
You know how to use one of these?
This July, let he who is without sin kick the first ass.
Oh, man, that's all we need. More Mel Gibson Jesus mumbo jumbo. Well, not if I have anything to say about it. I am going to make sure this never sees the light of day.
Peter, are you crazy? Stealing Mel Gibson's towels, bathrobes, and Nazi paraphernalia is one thing, but this is a multi-million-dollar film, and he's a very powerful man. He could have us arrested or killed.
It's worth the risk, Lois. To save the world another 2 hours of torture. We've got to get rid of this thing for the sake of Jesus and Snoopy and all the other beloved children's characters. Let's go!
Pardon me. We work for Mel Gibson. Seems he left something very valuable in his room and we're here to retrieve it.
Mr. Gibson just checked out a moment ago. There he goes now!
Uh-oh. Lois, run!
Hey, stop!
Oh.
in on us. Oh, we never should have stolen this film.
Oh, man, this is even more intense than that time I forgot how to sit down. Don't worry, Lois. I think I know how to lose him.
Peter, what the hell are you doing?
Lois, trust me. How many times have I done this before?
All right, but be careful.
Be polite, and for God's sake, don't mention anything about his kid's face.
Oh, shut up! I am always so polite.
I hope we don't wind up on the evening news because of this.
You're funny.
Ah, Brian, please come in. Can my wife, Stacy, get you anything?
Go to hell, Tom.
Already there, hon.
Yes, well, Mr. Tucker, it seems your son Jake had some vodka at the school dance, and Chris got blamed for it. This whole situation has just turned his whole life upside down, face.
It's no concern of mine if it's turned his life upside down, face. Jake's a good boy, aren't you, Jake?
Yeah!
Look, Mr. Tucker,
We're through here.
Get out of my house, Benji.
Well, fine. If you're going to be that way about it, maybe I'll do this.
Yeah, look at this.
Stop
it. Oh,
that.
Yeah, you don't like this.
Stop
huh?
it.
Yeah.
Stop doing that to my carpet.
What Benji would do.
Hey!
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Oh, boy, that feels so
stop
good.
Stop it. Stop
that
it.
That feels so good.
There's got to be a way to get back at Jake Tucker for what he did to Chris.
I know. Let's plant drugs in his locker.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Yeah, thought you like that. Hey, look at that Yosemite Sam mud flap. You better stay back, Brian.
I think we lost him. You stay here. I'm going to go bury this film. Well, Mel Gibson, this is one piece of crap the world will never have to suffer through. I am so clever. That's why they picked me to convince Congress to go to war.
There is no just cause for an invasion of Iraq.
Well, that may be. But what we're all forgetting is... anyone who doesn't want to go to war is gay.
I want to go to war.
Oh, yes, we should definitely go.
We should totally go.
I was the first one who wanted to go to war.
Doing this because I have to.
What are you going to do to me? Oh, what are you going to do to me?
As soon as your husband gives me what I want, you're free to go.
Anybody home?
Peter!
All right, Gibson, I want my wife back. Or a woman of equal physical attractiveness.
Where's the film?
Come on, honey, let's get out of here.
Peter, you're just going to give him the film?
Don't worry, Lois, there's a dog turd in there. But by the time he finds out, we'll be long gone.
There's a dog turd in here.
Uh-oh, Lois.
What?
Jump!
No, wait. I'll deal with them myself.
We're on top of the monument.
Holy crap! You know, I know this is the wrong time to be starstruck, but Mel Gibson is shooting at us. Oh, man, I'm coming, Lois. Hey, Lois, look, I'm a booger.
Peter, for God's sake!
Oh, okay, grab my hand.
And now, Mr. Griffin, I want that film.
Oh, sure, it's right over there in President Rushmore's mouth.
My God, he just walked right over the edge.
Of course he did. Christians don't believe in gravity.
Peter. It's back.
What, that rash?
No, the spark. Honey, I have never been more attracted to you than I am right now.
Really? Wow. Hey, so I guess this honeymoon was just the kind of excitement our marriage needed, huh? I guess it just goes to show that you...
Shut up and let's do it. Ow, Peter!
Yes!
Hey, Jefferson, check it out. Chick getting nailed on my head.
Sweet. Hey, Teddy, pass the word down to Frankenstein.
Oh, ha-ha.
In local news, a Buddy Cianci Jr. high school student has been arrested for possession of drugs. The student has been sentenced to 200 hours of community service and is a very bad boy. We now go to Ollie Williams for the punishment forecast. Ollie?
He gonna get it!
Thanks, Ollie. Now this.
So you actually put coke in that kid's locker?
Yep.
Wow, where'd you get it?
Oh, I got a guy.
Don't let it get the best of you. I used to be a lawyer. See you next week. Good to be back, America.